Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. We're not usually big on musical theatre here at Public Address Radio, but when the biggest production of all time comes to town, as the saying goes, it'd be rude not to. Phantom of the Opera opened at Auckland Civic Theatre last night, and I went along and spoke to some of the cast and crew.
Hello, I'm Tim McFarlane from the Really Useful Company. I am the producer of the show.
Now, the show has already been extensively produced in Australia. So you think you've got it right now, ready for Auckland?
It's a live show. anything can happen. But no, the show is in fantastic shape. It got wonderful reviews when we opened it in Melbourne.
So how many shows under their belt would some of these performers have had?
Well, it's been running now for 15 months, so what's that, 70? You know, it's like about 600-odd performances by the time it gets here they've done already. So,
as a producer, I mean, what sort of tricks do you have up your sleeve to keep them interested after 600 performances? Because, I mean, I know if I do anything 600 times, I'm starting to go, oh, come on.
I'm not a performer, so I have that same wonderment about how people do it, but I think it's the whole mindset of a performer that every time they go out there, they treat it like it's the first time. That's something I really admire about performers, how they can do that, because I don't think I could have the self-discipline to do that. my CEO from London has been out to see it, who most recently had been to see the show in London and New York, and went back and told Andrew Lloyd Webber this one was in infinitely better shape than either Broadway or the West End.
Phantom is the standout, though. I mean, what makes it so special?
You know, that's a question that gets asked all the time, and I've heard the question asked of Andrew and heard him give the reply, I don't know why.
But it is, though, isn't it?
It is. Andrew then goes on to say, you know, all of us want to change something about ourselves, which I think was a really interesting answer. But I think, you know, I suppose I look at things more practically, and when I look at this fantastic combination of a wonderful story, fantastic music, beautiful design for set and costumes, brilliant direction and choreography. I mean, there's no other show that I think has all of those combinations, and in a story that crosses all cultures. I mean, this appeals equally to New Zealanders, to people in China or Japan, or we're opening a production early next year in Buenos Aires. It's got universal appeal, and I think it's what's made Phantom the most successful entertainment project ever. It's taken more money at the box office than any film, any other show ever. And I think it'll be a long time, maybe not in our lifetime, before something overtakes it. Stop and stare at the sea of smiles around
you. My name is Rainer Fried, and I'm the assistant director on this production of Phantom and on many others around the world.
Is Phantom a bit like, I don't know, McDonald's, where you're trying to create a homogenous experience around the world, so whether you go and see it in London, Copenhagen, wherever it be, Phantom looks the same everywhere?
It does look, you know, more or less the same everywhere, for the simple reason that it has been successful for almost 20 years in a certain way, and so there's not much reason to change it, or unless, you know, you come across a suicidal producer. but there's the other aspect that plays into this is, of course, the cast, and every production always changes significantly with depending on who stars in it. And if you do a production in Mexico City, which I've done, then that production will be completely different to a production in Copenhagen or Sydney or, you know, and elsewhere in the world. So I have heard that McDonald's comparison before. I don't ever really think it entirely applies.
So how does the current production that we're about to see in New Zealand stack up?
Oh, it stacks up all the way up there. The cast is wonderful.
I play Raoul, the Vicomte de Chagny, and I'm Christine's love interest, or one of the two love interests, actually.
I was just talking to Tim, and he said that's a question for the performers. How do you stay enthused? I mean, really, you know, yes, you can say you bring everything to a performance night after night, but seriously?
This is the thing that you need to remember is every show really is different. The audience is different, so every feel, the atmosphere at every show is completely different. And, you know, you drag a headache in one day, so, you know, your performance is going to alter slightly to sort of accommodate that. But as a result, you can find more interesting things and different character choices every single night. And, for instance, for me, I've done quite a lot of work with our director in the rehearsal period here, and we've actually changed a few things in my performance and just sort of freshen it up a bit and keep it interesting. We also have a resident director and choreographer on the show, so they're always giving us little notes along the way, just little reminders.
Being the only non-disfigured heartthrob in the production, does that lead to a certain sort of amount of adoring females when you leave the theatre every night?
Not so much. I mainly get the sort of the 11, 12 year old girl thing, or the 75 plus thing as well. So it's generally grannies and kids that seem to line up outside afterwards. So I'd have to say no, not really.
Hello, I'm Anthony Warlow, and I'm the Phantom of the Opera. And I'm honoured to be a part of this production here, because I created the role in Australia 20 years ago with Hal Prince at the helm, and I was a fledgling then, and performed the role for a year, which was a great profile builder for me, and then left to do other things. I've went to work with Opera Australia, and I do concerts and what have you. And then, a couple of years ago, the producers of this Australasian tour came to me and asked me if I would like to reclaim the role, basically, and do it again. And I said, no, I've done it, did that. And they came at me again, and it took them about a year to convince me, but really it wasn't them that convinced me. I have a beautiful daughter who's 13, and she had never seen the stage show, and she's never seen me do it. And I thought, for that generation, because all the people that came to see me originally do this thing in Melbourne now have families, and their kids want to see the show. I think that the thing about it is that it works on all levels when it comes to theatre. It's romance, it's gothic, it's escapism, it's dangerous. And the songs, you can leave a theatre and you can whistle a tune in this day and age of jukebox musicals. I think this is probably the last great musical that was written where the songs were written for the characters, and that they were good songs.
Who is, now this is the one for you, I think I know which way you're going to go on this. Who is sexier? Who's the underdog? You or Raoul?
Oh, I think Phantom is much sexier than Raoul. Absolutely, all the women want to take him home. They do.
Now, Raoul was saying Alexander, isn't it? Yes, was saying that the only people waiting for him after the show are either 12-year-old girls or 75-year-old grandmothers. So you've got that. Are you the one that's picking up the sort of, you know, 16 to 70-year-olds? Have you got that demographic?
My demographic is 12 to death. and that's a fact, which is great.
One last question for you, actually. I mean, you were saying that you were tossing up whether to come back. Well, you originally said no. Now that you've been doing it for a little while again now, did you make the right decision?
I think so, yeah. I did it for a year originally. I did the first year of the production. This time around, we've broken the year now. And it's had its ups and downs. You know, it is an exhausting role. It really is. And vocally, it's almost as if he's worked, composed it on a clarinet. Because it's just, it's all over the place. While it's tough to do, when it's achieved and the vocals are there, it's incredibly satisfying as a work to be part of.
Sing my angel of music.
Well, my name is Anna Marina, and I play Christine Dye in The Phantom of the Opera.
Anna Marina, is that a real name? That sounds almost too perfect to be a real name.
Well, I was actually, and I hope this is not going to confuse anyone, but I was born Marina Anna. Anna's my middle name. But because we have an actress in Australia called Marina Pryor, who was the original Christine in the Australian production, and has also played a couple of other roles the same as me and similar voice type, I decided that I had to change it and hopefully unconfuse people.
Is it a vocally challenging role? It seems to, for me as a layperson, have some pretty high notes.
Yeah, it's very challenging vocally, especially after what you would have heard today. I have to sing from an A below middle C to a top E above top C. And it's very challenging. And because the role is so dramatic and you are telling a story, I put a lot into that side of things as well, and sometimes that can be quite straining.
Final note that we heard at the end of the first piece, is that the high E?
That's the top E. Yeah, that's very high, and especially early in the morning.
Tim was saying he doesn't know how you do it every night. I mean, how do you do it? Are there nights where you come out and you go, look, tell you what, I'm just going to do a half-assed effort tonight because I really can't be bothered?
I love the role, and I always remember that I'm lucky to be in this position, and I have wanted to be in this position for, quite a number of years, so I never forget that. And also the fact that, most of the audience has never seen the show before, and I want to give them a wonderful performance and want them to connect with what I'm doing in the story.
Finally, I need you to settle an argument. Who's the sexiest male character?
I don't know. They're both a little bit sexy. Depends which scene you're watching. Christine does choose Raoul at the end. Alex is, pretty sexy. But then, Anthony is very sexy during Music of the Night as well, since the scene is about, seduction. So,
so you can see the merit in both of them then?
I can, definitely.
And the Phantom of the Opera runs until the 16th of November in Auckland. Tickets at ticketek.co.nz. After the break, we find out about this weekend's Diwali Festival.